we scored relatively early. I think it sort of set us back a little bit. We kind of got a bit too deep at times, which we tend to do, and invited Liverpool onto us, who created chance after chance, really, in the first half. But we defended well, and I could see that we were running out of ideas, so I didn't. There was sort of expecting a change from Brent, and I was a little bit disappointed because that played into our hands even more so, that we didn't engage the two strikers that come on a little bit more aggressively than we did. But they got a great goal, you have to say that. The first goal was a top goal. And then, ironically, they scored from a set play, which we obviously felt tonight was going to be something that could decide the game for us. They played well, though. Second half, they kept the ball well, made us chase, made us work really hard. Blimey, we was running around, chased everything we could, but couldn't find the twist in the towel at the end, which would have been nice.
You're philosophical by the sounds of it, but at 1-0 up, if Dwight Gayle had scored that chance on the stroke at half-time, we could be having a different conversation.
Well, we'd have been difficult to beat at 2-0, for sure. And it was a pivotal moment. And Dwight was a threat all night. You know, he's got that ability to score goals, and I would have fancied him strongly to have scored there.
Are you still learning about your players now that you've come back to the club? You're doing what you're doing with them. Are you now sort of clear what you've got to work with?
Well, it was Suarez's first game today, so I learned a little bit about him. He's going to need to adjust quickly to the Premier League. One or two little things, yeah. Or you're always learning, of course, as a manager. But, you know, the players, every time I put them out there, they give me everything. Sometimes you'd like us to have a bit more control of the game, a bit more possession, take a bit more care. And I think that will come.